Real Business Owners.
Guys, welcome back to the Real Business Owners podcast. This is episode 45. During this time, by the way, it's myself, Trevor Cowley. My partner, as always, Kel Goodman.
What's up?
Guys, during this time, I think that this podcast is going to be fitting. Basically, we're going to talk about how to lead at home or in your business. And so, you know, what I think is really cool about that is, you know, me and Kel were just barely talking right before the podcast, right before we started recording. And Kel has an 18-year-old. What is he, almost 19, though?
Literally in 2 days, man.
Yeah. So
April 1st, he turns 19.
So tomorrow.
Yeah. Is that tomorrow?
It's
yeah.
Tomorrow.
2 days. So, that was yesterday.
Yeah,
2 days
exactly.
Was yesterday.
You're still living in yesterday, bro. So Kel has a 19-year-old, or gonna have a 19-year-old tomorrow,
yeah.
Right? And after I wrote some of the notes down that I wrote down this morning just to kind of cover some stuff with you guys, and we were talking, it just kind of made me think, because one of the notes says, you know, about your children or mm-hmm. employees, you know, they watch what you do more so than they listen to what you say.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's hard to wrap your head around that, right? Because you were so used to, no, do this, don't do that. We talk to them.
We try to control more than lead.
Exactly. Right.
Especially at home.
Yeah. I don't care what, well, they'll say, you know, if my kid swears or whatever, I'm like, you can't do that. Well, you do.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, well, when you're 18, you can do whatever the hell you want. You can swear all you want, but you're not old enough to do that, right?
Mm.
And so even if I tell them not to swear, but that's what I'm doing at home, they're going to ultimately pick up on that, right?
Yeah.
And so then you have to make those adjustments. So that's just kind of a little bit of proof that they watch you more so than they listen to you, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, right when we got into our conference room, you know, I started thinking, Kel's son, Caden, you know, turning 19 tomorrow, he's always been more of a quiet, shy kid, great baseball player, great athlete, but he didn't ever seem like he had the money bone, right? But now all of a sudden that he's getting of age,
mm-hmm.
he's going to dad and talking to dad about, man, maybe I want to be in sales. He's dove into podcasts and self-development, self-improvement stuff a lot within the last 1 year,
right?
Because he's making that shift away from high school, trying to figure things out. And it kind of, I connected the dots where it was just like, you know, if he was 13 or 14 and you tried to sit him down and have a conversation with him to talk him about business or money or sales or self-improvement, it would have went right over his head.
Yeah.
But what are you doing in your life? Right? You run businesses, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You work on your fitness. You work on yourself quite a bit. So even if you sat down and talked to him about that stuff,
right.
They're not listening. They're watching.
Exactly.
Right? And so now he's starting to morph into this individual that is interested in some of the same shit that you're interested in or some of the same things that you do.
Yeah.
So much so that he was taking on 75 hard because dad did 75 hard.
Right.
Do you think that he would have done that just by himself?
Well, I'm doing a lot of the workouts with him on 75 hard, dude. And it's just the questions I'm getting from him now, it's crazy. You know,
like it's like a new kid where it's just like, damn, he's asking some good ass questions.
Yes.
He
asked me, he says, I want to buy a house. I bought my first house at his exact age, 18 going on 19. He was literally a few months old and I bought my first house. But it's harder right now to buy a house than it was back then. They were handing out loans like candy back then. Like anybody with a stated income loan they'd give a loan to.
Anybody with a pulse.
But he's got income. Yeah. He's got decent credit because I established it for him when he was 16 till now. So he could buy a house, but then he starts asking me questions like, well, what if I meet a girl and we get married in a few years. And then what if it doesn't work out? Like you and mom didn't work out.
Yeah.
Like how can I protect that asset so that it doesn't get taken in like a divorce?
Yeah.
Like am I protected if I own that asset before I meet a chick?
Mm.
You know, like he's asking these things because
really?
He's seen all these things that I've gone through. He went through the divorce with us.
I know. You didn't have to talk to him about it. He went through it.
He saw assets get taken. He saw businesses be fought over. He saw money be fought over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so he's now like, damn, like I'm getting into the real world. I got to figure some of this shit out. So what's he going to do? He's coming to me.
Yeah.
I'm the most successful person he knows.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to be that.
Yeah.
Because, dude, I don't want him learning from like
somebody
average
else.
Joe Schmo.
Yeah.
I mean, no offense, but like his stepdad, I don't want him learning from him.
Yeah.
His stepdad's not successful.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm very, very grateful for the work that I've put in to being a leader and being here at the companies and how that has carried over to home. I hope all my kids ask these questions that he's asking me right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's super rewarding for me as a parent, but I am super proud of him for actually taking the initiative. But you're right, dude. It's all like they are watching you from day one.
Far more than what we even realized.
Exactly.
And I didn't even connect those dots until we got into this room.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just... You know, it didn't seem like that was the path that he was going to go down if you talked to him 4 years ago or 5 years ago. But you guys need to understand, just because you have a child or an employee or this, that, the other, that maybe doesn't look like that they're going down the same path that you want them to go down, that doesn't mean that they won't end up there.
Yeah.
You need to lead by example. We get messages, hey, you know, how do you lead your company? Well, if every single time you say something to your employees, you follow through with it, mm-hmm. and they see you actually making the changes that you said that you were going to make, or if you said, hey, if you hang with us for a long enough period of time, you're going to be glad you did, and then 5 years later, they're making more money than they've ever made, and every single year they see income increases, you're a person of your word. You're following mm-hmm. through. And again, that all comes down to being willing to put in the work as well alongside of these individuals that are showing up for you on a day-to-day basis as well, right? And
it,
so
it comes down to action, because a lot of people get caught up with example. They're like, man, like I want to be a better example. What could I? They just don't know what to do to be a better example. Yeah. And it's like, dude, the secret sauce is by just constantly taking action. There's always something you can be doing to taking more action.
Well, it's – I mean, even the sales guys, you know, over there at the other office – as we've kind of morphed into something new and different over the last few years and in regards to self-improvement, self-help, development, mm-hmm. things like that, you know, a lot of them are kind of following suit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? They're challenging themselves. They see us challenging ourselves. And so, guys, first step to leadership or leading in your home or in your business is setting the example. That's the first step. Because even if you did sit down and talk with somebody, they're not going to listen if they know that you're just full of shit.
Right.
Right. So that brings me to my next point. The reality is we as parents, we tell our kids, you can do whatever you want. You could follow your dreams. When you grow up, you can do anything.
Yeah.
But then they see you.
Mm-hmm.
They see you struggling. They see you stressed out. They see, well, if you're telling them that they can do anything, why aren't you doing something?
Yeah. I wrote about that exact thing in my book, bro. Like, so it's literally, I've only done like 4 chapters of my book. I've still got like 6-7 more to go. My very first chapter is about the stories I was told as a child, the things I had to reprogram.
Yeah.
One hand, I've got my mother who basically told me I was stupid my whole life, right?
Yeah.
And she did it out of fear. She did it out of love.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, get away from that edge. What are you, an idiot?
Yeah.
You know, like she didn't want me to fall, right?
Yeah.
Or, you know, like she pulled me out of that jacuzzi. That's the story I tell in my book. And so, like, what the hell were you thinking? Like, these are the things you're programming your kid to think. Like, what, you're an idiot. But then on the other hand, I had this dad. So I have this mom beating me down.
Mm-hmm.
Not with the intention to beat me down, but with the intention
basically
to discipline,
like a,
right?
Yeah, a protective, where it's like, quit being an idiot.
Yeah.
I don't want you to get hurt.
But, dude, literally, I thought I was an idiot for a long, long time. I just thought I was dumb, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then when I started thinking about that shit and I worked through that stuff, like, that was it, man. That was a story I was told my whole life.
Mm.
But then I got this dad who's, like, super loving, and he's like, you can do anything. You're the fastest kid in the neighborhood. You're the toughest kid. Like, he's always telling me, I'm the best. You're the best. You can do anything. But then he doesn't do anything. You know what I mean? His business was failing. He was in IRS problems. He, you know, was constantly in debt. He was always just barely getting by.
Yeah.
And it's like, who are you to tell me I can do anything and be anything if you're not doing anything, you're not being anything? And you don't figure these things out until you're older.
Exactly.
But it's really important for you guys right now that you're raising children, no matter what phase you're at in your life. Like, you have to do, these kids are watching you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're going to have to reprogram their shit. If you're over there telling them they're basically stupid and you're talking down to them and belittling them, or you're telling them that they're great, but you're not being great.
Yeah. You can do whatever you want with your life,
mm-hmm.
but yet you're not living up to anything above average.
Exactly.
And so why would they trust a source that's telling them something? Again, they watch what you do more than they listen to you.
Yeah.
So you got to understand that. You can sit there and tell them they could be anything, be anything, be anything, but you pull up in a beater car or they see you struggling and that's their source to tell them that they can be anything. You tell me if you have two people telling you can be anything and it's a guy worth millions and millions of dollars versus somebody that's worth $10,000.
Right.
Who are you going to believe if that individual tells you you can be anything? Probably the one that's already proven that you can be anything. The reality is you guys need to be leading by example first and foremost with inside of your household and with inside of your business.
Well, that brings up another point, dude. Not to disagree with you, but the first step to me is be a follower of a better leader. Because you guys want to become great leaders. You need to follow somebody and do the work. And you need to probably always follow somebody. There's people much higher than me that I'm following right now. And I realized this years ago as well when I worked for Ted.
Yeah.
Even though the guy sued me later on, even though the guy was an asshole in a lot of areas, I learned a lot from him. He worked his ass off. I watched how he networked with people.
Yeah.
I watched how the extra hours he put in.
Yeah.
You know, I watched how he spoke to people. I watched how he produced. And so, like, dude, I inherited a lot of that through watching and following, right?
Somebody then, that you were trying to emulate.
Yeah, I do it with you. I have always admired, like, man, because I'm one of those people that avoid confrontation. I'm one of those people that I mean, that's just it. I avoid confrontation. Like, I don't want to fire somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, someone brings me a problem. I'm like, yeah, dude, I'll get to that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've stopped doing that over the last couple of years a lot because of your leadership in that area.
Mm.
Right? And so the first step to me is like, yeah, dude, I agree with you 100%. Like, we need to take more action. We need to lead by example. But in order to lead by example for the ones that you love and the people in your company, you need to make sure you take a hard look at who you're fucking following.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you need to be following people that are actually that you admire, that you look up to, the people that are way above what you're doing right now so that you can start infecting the people that you love and the people you care about and the people in your company to lead them. Right. And so with the stuff that you're learning. And so you have that obligation to be a great follower, to become a great leader. And so, I mean, we're doing it. You know what I mean? The groups that we're a part of. I mean, dude, in some groups, we're pretty high up, man. We've got guys that are looking to us for leadership, and it's our obligation to give that to them. But then we also have guys that are doing eight figures much higher than us. Like, here we are in the very beginning stages of eight figures.
Yeah.
But we got guys 50, 60, 80, 100 million, $200 million dollars a year that we're like, damn, we're looking at what they're doing. So and then what do? We bring it back here. We bring it back
and infect our companies.
Kaysen and Tyler and our leaders here, Jared, and it works.
Yeah.
And we become better, and they become better. So
that's a good point.
Yeah,
I really like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got that. I actually, when I read that book, The Dichotomy of Leadership, that hit me hard, dude. I was like, that's when I started putting together like everything I learned from like Ted, my old boss, and you know,
started connecting the dots.
Yeah, dude. Basically. I started being like, man, that's where I really, really became a little bit. I started becoming a better leader is when I followed him. I became a team leader in that company. And then, you know, when I got fired, I had to start my own company. And so, and I was a horrible leader, dude. But I had some things that I learned from him that got me through until I found a new leader to kind of like work. And so you got to be a hard worker, man. Like, I've always been that. No matter what job I had, when I was a grocery cart pusher to a grocery cart shelf stalker to a Walmart, you know, I used to throw and label boxes there. Like, I always just worked hard and I looked to my leaders for what to do. Because I didn't know. Like, when you start a new job, you don't know what to do. I don't care if you're a carpenter, you know, you know, or plumbing or whatever. Like, you're looking to your boss, like, tell me what to do next.
So,
you know?
So
as long as you're a hard worker and you watch your leader, you're going to develop skills.
So everything that we do is learned by observing somebody else.
Right.
Right? And so that's basically what you just stated. If you worked underneath a carpenter that was a lazy person that – usually you work till 5 under most people or whatever time, but they leave every day at 3 o'clock. Do you really think that that individual is going to instill a solid work ethic to where if you ever did start your own business that you're going to now work till 5 or 6 or 7 o'clock at night? No. You've observed the individual that was supposed to lead you.
Right.
Now that individual infected that individual, and now that's what they believe a leader is.
100%, dude. So that is the first step. Get a good-ass leader in your life.
Yep.
Right? And work your ass off.
That's so true.
It's so true,
so
dude.
So if your kids or your employees see you working on you mm-hmm. and continuing to try to strive to be better, that's probably the first step, because they're like, holy shit, this individual wants to continue to challenge themselves, continue to try to level up. They're not comfortable making $100,000 a year, $200,000 a year, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, whatever it is,
yeah.
right? The reality is you guys need to understand that it's not about a specific income level. It's really about constantly challenging yourself, and the income level will Amen, ultimately dude. Catch up. That just takes care of itself.
Mm-hmm.
But we always flip-flop it. We chase the income more so than we chase trying to be a better person or a better human being. And everybody has it backwards.
Yeah.
Because you can easily measure money, right? But self-improvement, it's got this weird stigma about right. it. People think it's weird.
Right.
But the reality is, you know, meditation is considered weird, or, you know, because, again, for the average people, person doesn't do it.
Right.
So if the average person doesn't do it, that's exactly why you should be doing it. So take a look at your situation and say, am I just doing what like 95% of people on earth do? Just wake up, go to a certain place and get paid a certain amount of money and then come home and then sit on my ass and eat potato chips and watch TV and then do the same thing over and over and over?
That's what leadership is, man.
There's no improvement there.
Yeah.
Right. And it's okay to work for somebody else. Flat out, it's okay to work yeah. for somebody else. I mean, you were making a couple hundred grand a year working for somebody else at one point when you were working for Ted, and that's a great income.
Right.
A lot of people can live a wonderful life working for somebody else. I'm not pro everybody needs to go be an entrepreneur, but I am pro everybody should be looking at trying to improve themselves.
You know, it's like the word influencer. Okay, like everybody like wants to be, you know, an influencer. Like, and they get asked those questions
yeah.
like, well, do you want to be an influencer? We're all influencers,
yeah.
man.
We're influencing somebody.
Everybody
yeah.
is an influencer.
Yeah.
And so you got to be very, very choosy as far as which leadership you are following, because you are influencing people, you know. But yeah, dude, I was going to say that's what leadership is. It's going against the grain, man. Mm. Like, and whether you do it for your business or you're a part of an organization, you should be striving to be a leader, because that carries over home. And really where I think people should be focusing is just constantly learning, right? Like
that's 100%.
Like we've talked about in several of our podcasts, like
yeah.
we're not like big readers for mm-hmm. years. We weren't, right?
Mm,
but then I just started reading and reading
yeah.
and reading these last couple few years
yeah.
since we started being like, man, we got to level up, right? Dude, Caden starts reading a book, my 19-year-old.
Yeah.
He starts reading Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. He starts telling me, and I was super proud of this moment, because he starts telling me on one of our workouts, we're walking with our weight vests on. He's like,
one of the lessons.
He's like, Dad, he's like, in this book, it starts talking about like where the devil controls people, right?
Mm.
And it's through like, because this whole book's about Napoleon Hill interviewing
yeah.
the devil. Right.
Okay.
You know, I don't know what state of mind
yeah.
the guy was in,
yeah.
but he wrote a whole book on him interviewing and getting to know the devil. Right.
Mm.
And one of the things that he gets him on, big things, is health and finances and all this stuff. He's like, once I get them, you know, fearing me, that's the first step. And so when you're raising your children to be like, you know, be good or you're going to go to hell and
yeah.
be with the devil. Right.
Yeah.
You're already instilling that fear in them. So you've the devil's already got some control in them. Right. And so, you know, not to get too weird in this whole Outwitting the Devil book, but there's this one moment where Caden on our workout tells me, he's like, and I haven't read the book yet, but he's like, I started realizing how even my stepbrother's talking. Like, oh, once I make like $200,000, I'm set. I don't even care to make any more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I just hit me. He's like, the devil's got him already. He's like already identifying his comfort levels. You know what I mean? And so that's what – and then it talks about that.
Yeah.
What real leaders do is they go against – they go at fear. They break through fear, all this stuff. But they also are always looking to break through that comfort level. So when he's listening to his stepbrother talk, like, all I want to make is like $250 a year and I'm set. I don't even want to make more than that. He's like, man, that's exactly where we get controlled, is by comfort. And that's what it talks about in that book, is how comfort – is the biggest thing the devil uses to control you. Whether you call it the devil, no matter what you call
yeah.
it, it just is what it is. Like, leadership doesn't settle. They don't get comfortable.
Yeah.
When they hit a goal, they don't get comfortable, man. They look for the next goal.
Yeah.
So that's another point.
No, dude, I leaders do hard shit.
Yeah.
That's just the truth. Leaders do things that other people aren't willing to do. If the average person doesn't invest into self-improvement and you want to be a leader with inside of your company or inside of your home, then go invest into yourself and watch how other leaders lead.
Yeah.
Like when we surround ourselves with people that are worth hundreds of millions of dollars, all we're doing is really analyzing them. They tell us kind of how they've got to the position that they're in, and it helps us because we surround ourselves with those individuals. And again, observe, not just listen. Yeah. We're watching them more so than we're just listening to them, just as we talked about with kids.
Exactly.
Right? And so their words have validation because they've proven it.
Yeah.
Right? So if a homeless dude says, man, you could be whatever you want. If you do this, 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 you're going to be worth hundreds of millions of dollars. He can say the exact same thing as a guy that's worth $100 million. It's not going to mean anything.
Exactly.
Because we've observed their situation and they're not really where they're talking about, right? So they haven't practiced what they preached. So one of the first steps, and I would agree with Kel, is find a good leader to follow first, and then you will slowly start taking little attributes of that individual, and you will absorb that, and that'll start becoming you.
Yeah,
and then
you got to have the application,
exactly,
the execution. You've got to start executing.
So you just barely talked about us not really being big readers,
right?
So as we start investing into these entrepreneurship groups, we hear, and these guys are flat out telling us, "Yes, I read." Mm-hmm. And so you're like, "Shit! Well, if they do it, and they're where I want to be." By default, what do?
Yeah.
We start picking reading. Up a book,
and
right?
We did it, yeah.
And we're doing things that we haven't mm-hmm. normally done based upon observation of other people that are successful.
Right.
Okay. So if you want people to follow you, whether it is in your home or with inside of your business, you need to be surrounding yourself or observing other people and the things that they do that make you like them as a leader.
Right.
Yeah. So Kel does 75 hard, finishes it, and he's in the process of doing 75 hard again. This is something that one of our leaders that we pay to teach us information on how to become better humans, better business owners, this is something that he's done.
Right.
So by default, you absorb that, and then you said, I'll take that on.
And not only have I done it, Kaysen's done it, who's one of the leaders in our company. Mm. My son at home has done it. You know what I mean?
So like, you got infected by somebody else.
Got like 15 days left. But
you got infected by somebody that was your leader. Now the people that you lead are now being infected by default.
Exactly.
Okay. Because they're watching you and you watched somebody else.
Right.
And you're absorbing what they've done and you're just copying what they've done. Okay.
Exactly.
This shit isn't that difficult, people. It really isn't. Does waking up early fucking suck? Yeah. I debated about 4 times whether I should got out of bed this morning and ran that 2.5 miles.
Yeah.
But then I kind of smirked and I threw my covers off and I'm like, fuck, my brain is really fucking fighting me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's overcoming those mental battles one by one by one. And you just become more disciplined. And then you start looking forward to going against what your brain tells you to do, because every time that you've done it, you end up being stronger, you end up being better, you end up just becoming more disciplined as an individual. And so all of those little battles, they just start turning into triggers.
Yep.
They're just like, holy shit, my brain told me not to do it. You little fucker.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to come and get you.
Memorize
okay?
something, man. Like Andy always talked about it as your bitch voice.
Yeah.
Stupid
yeah,
calls does. It the force of average.
Yep.
And so I memorize those things. And so when I have that moment that you just talked about in bed where it's like, man, I don't want to do it. You try and talk yourself out of it. But if you're so self-aware, you're like, oh, that's my bitch voice. Oh, that's the force of average trying to hold me back, me down. It's like, okay, I got to fight it.
So
let's go.
All it is an opportunity to overcome something.
It is. And that gets easier and better as you practice it.
So if overcoming things makes you a stronger individual, and we already know that, then just reframe the way you think about your brain talking to you and trying to sell you excuses not to do something.
Yeah.
If your brain starts selling that excuse, like not to get out of bed or not to do this, or tries to basically keep you in a state of comfort, your brain should reframe that to, okay, here's an opportunity to overcome something for me to become stronger. And then you get excited about overcoming that. And then by default, over a period of time, you become stronger, more disciplined, right? And then the individuals around you, again, with inside your home and with inside your business are watching you just become more and more disciplined. They're just like, holy shit, how does this guy do it?
Even if they're not reframing fully aware of it, they feel it, dude.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, because they don't see everything you do all day.
Yeah.
Your kids don't. Your employees don't. Your coworkers don't. You know, if you're a leader within a company, you're not the owner, but you're a leader. Like, they feel it, man. You know what I mean? And so, like, even if no one's watching, like, don't talk yourself into that shit of chilling out or whatever, right? Or not doing something that you know you should be doing. Yeah. You know, like, dude, you know, I've been gone a lot because I've been working on my house and shit. I'm still making phone calls.
Oh, I know.
I call the dude up yesterday because I'm like, man, what can I be doing right now to be productive for work?
Yeah.
I literally had this conversation in my head. And I'm playing the games in my head. I'm like, man, I mean, I can do this tomorrow or not tomorrow, or I can do it later when I get home.
Everything's chilling out because of this whole, you know, virus thing. Like,
so I called three of our affiliates and just said, hey, man, just wanted to check in on you. We actually haven't talked for a minute. Just wanted to know if there's anything I could do for you.
Yeah.
You know, like, how are you guys doing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I just put it together in my head and I'm like, no, there's some things I could be doing right now. Like, literally, while I'm working on my house, I have my earbuds in.
Yeah.
I can make a few phone calls.
Yeah. You can talk and paint or whatever you're doing at the same time.
Dude, I called up three of our guys and they really appreciated it. Well, guess what that does? That just creates a little more loyalty in them to us, right? And I genuinely want to help them. So I'm like, do you need anything? How are leads?
Yeah.
How are things on your end? Do you need me to connect you with anybody? You know what I mean? I'm just asking them, hey, how are our numbers for you guys? I know things are slow for everybody right now, but let us know. If there's a customer that needs anything from us that you hear of, let us know. You know, we're here for you, right? Like, and so I just want them to feel that. And so my whole point on that whole thing is, like, there's always something you can be doing even if no one's watching.
Yeah.
And that's where shit becomes really infectious, I think, is like,
I do too.
What are you doing when no one's looking?
I do too. The reality is again, champions work in the dark and then they shine in the light, right? So all the work is usually done behind the scenes. We're not highlighting the early mornings or the late nights and this, that, that. All you do is see, you know, the four quarters on the TV screen and this winner just win.
Yep.
But you know by default, because they're that great, all the shit that they're probably doing behind the scenes just blows your mind.
Yeah.
Right? So you can kind of put those two things together. If you're doing some of this shit when nobody else is watching, I thought about that this morning when I was running. I'm like, dude, nobody's around right now. Nobody's recording this. Nobody can see the shit that goes on when it's just me and me.
I was just
running, and I'm like, you know, I feel like I can fucking run 5 or 6 miles today. Like, I just fucking felt good this morning, and I didn't, dude. Every fucking time that I overcome that, and when the voice is at its peak and at the strongest, trying to sell you an excuse not to do it, and you overcome it, you usually have one of the best fucking workouts.
All of a sudden, your stride gets better.
Dude, you're just like,
your second wind kicks in.
It's weird.
I love that.
The days that you like feel motivated and you get out of bed, you just kind of go through the motions because you already feel good.
Yeah.
But when you overcome something and then do it anyways, there's just a different level of power, a different level of just, you just fucking feel it, dude.
Yeah.
And so, guys, the reality is, it's your obligation to pursue the best you.
Yeah.
That's just the truth.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you right now, 95% of you listening to this, 99% of you listening to this aren't doing everything that you can to pursue the best you.
Yeah.
That's just the truth. Now, you're doing one thing right. You're trying to absorb new information through our podcast.
Right.
But now it's all about the application.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
100%.
I was guilty of having Instagram accounts and following Gary Vee and Andy and Ed and just absorbing good information where it gives you that feel good for that 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Like, man, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Those guys are so lucky. They this, they that. And you tie an excuse to why they are where they are. One kid hit me up on Instagram. Is like, no, dude, like, when you're around people that are millionaires, there's just got to be something different about them. I'm like, no, dude. They put in fucking 10 to 20 years of work and discipline and sacrifice. They did all the shit that nobody else is willing to go through. They're not special.
Yeah.
There's nothing mystical about these individuals at all. And the more that you actually surround yourself with these type of people and you just look at them, you're like, dude, they're just human.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just doing a few things throughout the day that nobody else is willing to do. they've created and built themselves.
Yeah.
And we all have the ability to build ourselves into whatever we want to be. That's just the truth. If you want to be a marathon runner and you haven't ran a mile in 10 years, I promise you, within the next 12 months, if you really wanted to, you could run a marathon.
Yeah.
But it's going to take sacrifice and discipline and consistency and
push
all these other things.
A little further that,
that's
every
really,
day.
That's really what it comes down to. You know, a lot of people might love you. Your kids might love you. Your employees might love you. But are they really proud of you?
Yeah.
That's really the question that you should be asking yourself. You have an obligation to your family. You have an obligation to your employees to be the best individual that you could possibly be, so that by default, you are an example.
Yeah.
And if you don't know how to be that, then find an individual like Kel talked about that is an example to you, to where you can slowly just, I mean, if there's 10 things
it
that you
be
would,
multiple people, you might look at somebody that you're like, man, they just have a great family. Cool. Follow that guy.
Yeah. What does he do?
What does he do to create that in his family?
Why do you admire him?
Then you might look at someone that has a great business, great culture in their business.
Yeah.
Then you might look at somebody that just is a beast and just like
the gym,
what's
or
that
fitness
dude's name
or
that
whatever
runs a
Goggins.
He did an Ironman in all 50 states in 50 days.
Oh, the Iron Cowboy.
Iron Cowboy. Like, dude, there's so many incredible leaders around us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And whatever it is you want to level up in your life, there's a leader out there that you should be following right now. And we have social media and all this stuff that has made it more available to us than ever. And so you should start there. Start by following people online that are doing amazing things in the areas that you want to improve on.
Everybody hits a point in life where you realize you're not doing enough.
Yeah.
And that looking within. And then the real question, that's the pivot point.
Yeah.
Do you really answer the question and answer that call, or do you ignore it?
Yeah.
Right? Do you really, I don't know. I know I could be doing more. And you ask yourself that question, but then you don't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Do something. Just make a commitment to something. Right now is a huge, huge opportunity to really pivot your leadership with inside of your business, to pivot your business just in general,
and
create a new life.
Yeah.
To create a completely new life, new habits, new routines, like getting up early and exercising, or, you know, meditating or reading a book. Like, you guys need to understand, it's not like somebody goes from like, you know, overweight 300-400 pounds and then just absorbs 100% of a good leader. Like, just all of a sudden the following day, they're exercising, they're eating healthy, they're reading books, they're meditating. No, they pick one thing and they say, I'm going to incorporate this.
Yeah.
Even if it's not eating healthy, I'm just going to start exercising every day. And exactly. I'm still going to eat the exact same. Like, when I got out of shape for a minute and I was drinking a lot after I overcome drug addiction and all that, you know, I thought I celebrated the fact that I overcome something. And so I would drink a lot, and I felt good about it because I'm not a drug addict anymore. I kept celebrating it, right? So, but I got that one win, and then I stopped drinking alcohol. Then that was another win. And then I started analyzing the way I ate. That was another win, right? It didn't all just happen overnight. And so I think so many people overcomplicate, and they're like, fuck, I'm doing so many things that I shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
Okay, focus on one thing then. If you don't read, and that's going to be the easiest first step, then start reading, and then you're changing the way that you think, and then that's going to lead into one new action. Now that you change the way you think, you're like, damn, I need to eat better.
Dude, I've heard you explain that to not employees, people on the phone, people in RBO that have hit you up, where, dude, you're celebrating that damn win too long.
Yeah.
Okay, get over it. Cool. You overcame addiction.
Win.
What's the next thing? Quit celebrating
I had to overcome drinking and then overcome eating.
Yeah.
It's just one. All you need is one win.
Yeah.
And then that one win leads to another win. Because if you're really trying to find the best version of yourself, don't overwhelm yourself.
Yeah.
I think the problem with even people trying to get fit is they commit to a drastic change very, very quick. And then within 10 days, they quit and give up because it was too hard.
Right.
It's not like you just jumped immediately into 75 hard. You played around with fitness for a long time, but then you freaking went all in when you were ready, right?
Oh,
you shifted that gear and then you went.
And I still struggle with it, with consistency in those areas. That's why I always talk about consistency, because I know how important it is.
Yeah.
But dude, honestly, bro, one of the last things I want to bring up too when it comes to leadership is having a purpose or a reason bigger than you. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people, if they're struggling to get into that mode, they're struggling to push themselves and to actually start taking that action. It's like, because you don't really have anything bigger than you. You need to have something bigger than you, man. Like, I know if I dick off, it's going to let down my family. It's going to affect them. It's going to let down our employees, the people that depend on us, that come in here for a paycheck to take care of their families. And that's what fuels me. It's not just my goals. If my goal was just to build a house, well, I'm building a house. I'd be done.
Yeah.
I have goals for me personally, but I got to have goals that are bigger than just me.
What I've seen happen so many times is people, like, they start out with nothing or whatever, right? And they have, like, man, I want to be able to buy my own car or get a new car or a nice car. And they get a nice car and they're like, man, I want to buy my own house.
Yeah.
And then they buy their own house. It stops.
Yeah. And that's okay to have those goals.
It stops, though. But there's nothing else after that. Exactly. And then they plateau in life.
Yeah.
Right? Because their goal was to buy a car and then have a home. And then they buy a car and have a home. But now what?
And then they're not motivated again until they lose it.
That's the problem.
Right.
That's the problem is you set minor goals and then you stop.
Yeah.
Remember how motivated you were when you wanted to buy your first house or when you wanted – how excited you were when you got into that car? Mm-hmm. What's the next thing that can get you that excited to make you work like you used to work, right?
And, dude, I really just feel like it has to be something beyond those things, right? Because those things motivate me too. Like, I love nice homes.
Yeah.
I love nice vehicles. I like nice things too. But that's not what really drives me in those moments where I'm like really wanting to just – bitch out.
Yeah.
That's not what drives me. What drives me, where my mind goes when I'm like, dude, I'm really struggling. I'm in a rut lately, right? Because I get there a lot.
Yeah.
I go there all the time, dude. I get in these down moments. I'm like, what gets me out of bed is not those things, not the houses, not the cars, not the things that just I want, those selfish or self-interested goals, which are okay to have.
Yeah.
It's the other people that depend on me. Those are the things that are bigger than me, right? Like where my children, my wife, my employees, my business partners that I have to show up for, that's what gets me out of bed when like I really don't want to, right? And so you know, find a great follower or be a great follower and find a great leader to emulate. Start taking massive action, but you better start identifying some goals or some things bigger than just you that are going to push you through those times of just the material things or just the goals that you have for you. You better find something that's going to push you through those hard, hard moments that's bigger than you. It might be like a charity that you're very passionate about.
Yeah.
It might be your employees and your family like it is for me. Like, that's my why, dude.
Yeah.
That's my purpose.
Yeah.
That's bigger than just me. It's like, man, what am I doing for my children and my people and my company that depend on me?
Dude, I had the conversation with Shane this morning with 60 Day Credit Repair. I'm like, dude, I just want every employee that works for us to do well financially. I'm like, it doesn't feel good knowing somebody is struggling.
Yeah.
That when I would do payroll and there would be a sales guy or whatever with low commissions or no commissions or whatever, and they got paid $400 or $500 in a week, it actually hurt to do that. And there's been many times where I've fluffed it and I put an extra $50 or $100 on their check because I just feel terrible.
Right.
Like,
dude, I did the same thing. I gave everybody a $50 bonus last
I know you did payroll. Because I got a text.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even say, no one said a word to me about it. I haven't said a word to anybody until just barely.
Andrew.
Oh, Andrew got it?
Yeah, Andrew. Oh, cool. Andrew's like, dude, you don't even know how much I appreciate that $50 bonus. I was like,
Well, dude, he had a shitload of overtime.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So this is a new employee. And like when I saw his paycheck, I was like, dude, I'm going to give $50 more just to put him up over that next mark, right? And then I was like, I'm going to do it for everybody.
Yeah.
Andrew was one of the main guys, that reason I did it.
Yeah.
I wanted to beef it up.
Dude, everybody's doing a great, great job. Bob's doing a great job. Krista's doing, and they're all working.
Season.
They're all working well together too. Everyone's kind of, there's a problem, you throw it on the Slack line, somebody's like, okay, I'll call them.
Yeah.
I'll get it.
Dude,
I'll
the team is great, man.
You know, and it's been amazing. I have so much
gratitude for them. And then that just goes back to my point, bro. Like, there's got to be something bigger than just you and those material goals that you have. Those things are great. Let them fuel you. I think they're awesome. Like, we keep talking about, like, dude, we want a jet in the next few years. Like, so that we can even grow our businesses to the next level. Yeah. It's like, but dude, if it came down to it right now we're going through this whole pandemic shit.
Yeah.
And if business really starts suffering, we got to put that goal off for a little while for our people. You better damn well believe that that goal is going to be put off for our people because that's our purpose.
Yeah. We ain't going to Cardone them.
No, hell no, dude. That's a great point.
Yeah. Hey, we'll call it Cardone. You just got Cardone, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, the boss still pulls out in like a $200,000 whip, but fires everybody or flies off in his private jet.
Keep my jet payment going. Yeah, exactly. Fire everybody else. Payroll just got cut so we can keep the jet.
Asshole. Huh.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in his defense, it's probably pretty hard to sell a jet right now.
Well, he's been,
but I'd miss a damn payment on my jet if it meant paying my people.
He's talked about how his jet's liquid. He bragged about that, I guess, at one of the conferences. So if it's liquid,
then park that bitch and fire all the maintenance and the hangar fees and the what, and don't fly on it for, because we already know that's a $40,000 an hour jet.
Yes.
So maybe don't fly on it to keep the people that you got.
Yeah. Well, the day after he jumped on it and flew. So,
dude, it's a blessing and a curse, man. Yeah. Like being like people depending on you is a blessing if it fuels you, but it's also like a curse because you got to live up to that shit, man.
Yeah.
You can't bitch out. And that's what leaders do.
And to kind of end it here, guys, confidence is a big, big, big one. People aren't going to follow somebody that is uncertain.
Yeah.
Right. You have to make moves with certainty and you have to make moves with confidence. People just resonate with that and they want to follow you when you're that confident. So how does an individual become confident? By overcoming those little excuses that your brain tries to sell you.
Those challenges,
right? Those little teeny challenges, whether it's getting out of bed or whether it's eating better, whether it's exercising, whether there's going to be so many little micro challenges throughout the day. And when you say, you know what, I'm going to do X, you don't even believe you because you've never followed through for a long enough period of time. You've created your own mess and then you've gave up and quit so many times.
Yeah.
You were the individual that created the mess. Now fix it.
Yeah.
Address it. Okay. This shit isn't about how smart you are. This shit is about the heart that you have.
Exactly.
Me and Kel aren't the smartest motherfuckers on the planet, but I guarantee you.
Far from it.
Fucking far from it. You know, like, legit, I guarantee you there's 6th and 7th graders that can book smart, can kill me, absolutely murder me. But that's really not what it's about.
Well, have you helped your daughter with her homework? What grade is she in?
Dude, she's in like...
I get stumped all the time, dude.
I was getting stumped on 3rd grade shit. I swear to God.
And now that they got homeschool going on because of this whole pandemic, bro.
I don't mess around with that.
I'm like, don't ask me.
No, my wife's the smarter one. YouTube it, you know? YouTube it. Figure that shit out.
Hey, your teacher ain't here. Get out of that calculator real quick.
That ain't my shit. But the reality is, guys, if you actually have the good intentions of wanting to become better, your heart is going to ultimately be the individual and the separator to determine whether or not you will win versus losing. That's just the truth. And if you're so used to not following through, that's why you lack confidence. Because even you know that you're full of shit.
Right.
So anytime that you tell somebody else, hey, this is what we're going to do, this is how we're going to do it, da, 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 but yet you can't even follow through with the promises that you made yourself, it's very difficult to have confidence when you know your bitch voice controls you.
Yeah.
Okay. So how you get confident is by you controlling you rather than some, you know, again, your brain's just trying to seek comfort. That's just the reality of it. And you got to go against that.
To add to that, you don't got to take on the mountains, man. Like, you don't got to go climb Mount Everest. Start small, man. Yeah. Like, if you're struggling with getting ready and out of the house every day by 9 a.m., like, make a promise to yourself, like, I'm going to get up 30 minutes earlier. I'm going to get out of the house and be on time. I'm going to be fresh. Create a challenge around that, like, all week this week. And then see it through. And then you're going to have a little more confidence to take on a bigger challenge or get up a little bit earlier and maybe sneak your workout in every day. And then before you know it, you're hitting your workout. You're getting at the house earlier. And before you know it, you're producing more at work. Mm-hmm. And you just start compounding all this confidence into more and more and more. And you start becoming a better leader.
Yeah.
Right? And so I love that, dude. Like, keep the promise to yourself. Even if you got to start small, see some things through and it will turn into bigger things.
It turns into confidence.
It does.
And then as you become a more confident individual, because you're like, dude, I see shit through.
Yeah.
And you can kind of have that discipline. You know you have it.
Yeah. You almost start looking at other people like, what the fuck, dude? You can do it.
Yeah, exactly.
You can do it because I've been there, man.
Exactly.
You know?
We don't buy your excuses. It goes back to that podcast, right? Like, we've been in some really shitty spots, right? Financially, personally, we've overcome a lot. But it was a matter of overcoming whatever that initial battle is that then converted to a new one, then a new one. And you get to the point where you actually create battles like getting up earlier than what you need to, just to create a battle that you have the ability to overcome, because you know at that point you're you're getting stronger. You're becoming more disciplined.
Right.
So what you'll see is individuals create their own battles. And when you can create your own battles and overcome that, when something external comes and sneaks into your life like a fucking virus, all that is now just another opportunity to overcome some hard shit. Exactly. Because you're already reframed your mind to see something that's difficult as an opportunity to overcome it. That's that simple.
Yeah.
That's as easy as I can break it down. Create your own battles, win so many times that when external battles start coming at you, they just look like opportunities.
I love that.
Let's read a review. Guys, please, if you have an extra minute or two after listening to this, drop a review. Like, just tell us, one, you know, what you got out of the podcast, yeah, what you're getting out of the podcast, how it's helped you in your personal life, your business life. You know, that does mean a lot to us, and it does ultimately help us probably rank. I don't fucking know how it works, but I'm sure it has something to do with it, right, Austin?
Bottom line is if you get anything out of it that helps you, share it with people who will help, man. Like, we're all going through this shit together, you know? Like, dude, business ain't always easy. And like today, becoming a better leader, I think we dropped some real shit that's helped us. So if it's helping you and this resonates with you, share it, man.
Yeah.
Let's spread the love.
So this review, Sober K at 43 is who wrote the review. The subject is "So Much Truth," 5 stars. "When I began my car wash, I was trying to improve my aunt and uncles that I am," again, sometimes some of these, you know, again, the grammar's, it looks like mine. So there's no periods. It's just run on sentences and, you know, shit like that. That's how I write too. So I ain't trying to talk shit, but trying to prove to my aunt and uncles that I'm more than just a dope head and that I wouldn't end up being my oldest cousin. I didn't have any support at all, so I made my ego be my support, which later I seen that leads to some trouble, serious envy and hate. He's 43 now. I have nothing to show for that due to, again, having his ego, obviously, you know, try to lead the charge. Having to start over, which is hard for me to do. I say this because since I've ran into y'all's podcast, my mindset, so again, it's mind and then set, it's not even, so I, again, I ain't trying to talk shit because this is the type of grammar that I have, right? His mindset was used to ultimately quitting, and he's worried about his children, his mother, himself. I need to change so bad. So thank you. This podcast really helps me through dark times.
You know why that's so fitting, dude? He says, I wanted to show that I'm not going to turn into what my cousin was, right? Yeah. And like, dude, I can relate to that, man. I've got some uncles in my family. And I was like, dude, I ain't going to be a loser like that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why I started looking to other leaders, right?
Yeah.
Like people that didn't have that shit. You got to break the mold, man.
Yeah.
You got to break that mold that if you're struggling with shit because of the way you were brought up, like
that's the reality of it.
Break that mold.
Yeah, the way that you're brought up, you observe other people and you're again absorbing their habits.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why if you grow up in a home full of drug addicts, you're most likely to become a drug addict, right? You're absorbing habits of the people you observe.
Yeah.
So that brings it full circle to what we just talked about. Who are you observing?
Are you going to conform and follow that forever? Or are you going to break the mold and become a leader?
And find somebody to observe that is a leader that you aspire to be like.
Right.
And then you, again, absorb those attributes to yourself.
Yeah.
And then when you absorb those attributes, you now start becoming a better individual. So unfortunately, a lot of people are programmed wrong from 0 to 20 years old, right? They don't have a lot of leaders around them, right? And so they don't even know how to lead like we've talked about. So again, guys, find people, just literally
find
the individuals that you admire. What are some of the things that they do, and absorb one thing and then absorb another thing? Because again, once you absorb one thing, you're going to see how it improves your life.
Yeah.
Even if it's just this much, just a little bit. And then you're going to start getting addicted to improvement.
Yeah.
And then you're like, fuck, I work out now. What else can I do?
Right.
Oh, read. And then you start reading, and then your life improves that much more.
Yeah.
Now you're just on a quest to continue to improve because it feels so good and you see the changes.
Totally.
So start with one thing, absorb one thing. That's kind of the message today. Find something different.
This guy that's review, he was at a fork in the road.
Yeah.
That's what I can relate to. He's like, I can follow this life and conform
and keep
staying this like all these people in my family do, or I can follow this guy over here who has the life I want,
mm-hmm.
right? He's at a fork in the road. He chose. He's like, dude, I'm not going to be like my cousin.
I need to start absorbing information.
Yeah. I'm going to start following the real business owners, whatever. And, dude, I'm glad that we're able to help that person. Go find somebody that you aspire to be like and take the actions that they take.
Yep.
Guys, simple
as
that.
Yeah, we hope you enjoyed the podcast. We wish you guys well. Hope you guys are staying safe. Again, don't become idle during this time. It's going to be so easy to become idle. And when you actually overcome being idle, you start feeling so much stronger,
right?
When you know, when you're out running and you see nobody else out there running or nobody else is doing what you're doing because it's so easy to stay relaxed, it puts you in a whole different mindset and a whole different mind frame where you just feel like you can do shit that nobody else can do. But it's just not true. Everybody can do it. They're just choosing otherwise, right?
Totally. 100%.
So we wish you guys well. Hope you guys got value today. If you did, again, just make sure you leave a review. You guys continue to try to, again, just become the best version of yourself. Take care.
Take care.